Okay, this morning's daf is daf Yud Beis, but yesterday's daf, we got a little caught up at the end of the daf. There was some additional issues at the end there, which I wanted to review briefly. So let's take it again from Tani Chada. It's about three quarters of the way down Yud Aleph and Beis. Tani Chada. The Gemara presents two brises. Very, very bizarre kind of a situation. The Gemara presents two brises. The brise, let's just read it inside. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada. It states in Vorm Brisa, Lo Yetze Hazav Bekiso. A zav was a person who a certain liquid came out of his aver, a certain liquid. Not we don't have it nowadays. Not the same kind of liquid we have nowadays, but some kind of liquid would come out. This type of liquid would come out of his aver. So people would begin be nervous that that liquid would ruin their clothing. So they would walk outside carrying this pocket. They would be carrying this pocket around their aver like a piece of cloth that would catch the ziva when it would come down. So the question is, could you wear that little pouch on Shabbos or not? Like underwear, I guess, sort of like underwear, kind of thing like that. Tanakhata, lo yetze azav bikiso. Azav is not allowed to walk out on Shabbos carrying that patch because it's carrying. V'im yatza pater avalaser. If you go out, you're not chai for carrying that on Shabbos. It's part of us because that's not the normal way to carry something. V'tani idach, but another brisa says no. Lo yetzei v'im yatzah chayv chatas. So one brisa says it's part of us, and one brisa says chayv chatas. So Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha, harab meya harab Yehuda. So in the Gemara before, and we just had a discussion of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the following issue, that if you carry something in a not normal way, but for you it's normal, but for somebody else it's not normal, like a tailor is going to walk out with something behind his ears, or with the machat, the needle sticking out from his clothing. That's the way a tailor walks. So for him it's normal, but for somebody else it's not normal. So that was a machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says the same thing over here. For a zav, maybe it's normal to walk out like this, but someone who's not a zav, it's not normal at all to walk around with this pocket around your aver. So it's not normal. So that's the machlokas over here too. So the Gemara doesn't like that. So the Gemara thinks Rav Meir, who thinks that if it's not normal for most people, even though it's normal for you, it's pater. So here too, it's pater. For Rabbi Yehuda, who says, since it's for you, it's normal to walk out that way, so you're chayev. So the Gemara doesn't like this. So that's Rabbi Yosef's suggestion. So I'm going to lay Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Emor de Shamas le Rab Meir. When does Rab Meir say you're pater? B'mide de lav haynu orche. With something that is not... It's not normal. And even an uman doesn't normally go out that way unless he wants to show people that I'm a tailor. B'midi d'haynu orche, however, but for a zav, that this is the normal way that every zav in the world walks around with this patch, that's considered always mishamisle. Why would Rav Meir say pater? For a zav is considered to be normal. D'ilote ma'achi goes, if you don't say like this, el me'at, I'll ask you another kasha. Hedyot shechaka kav bebakas. They used to have a custom of chiseling out from a piece of wood. They would chisel out this hole. But if you were an expert, you did a 3-kav hole. If you were a hedyot, you did a 1-kav hole. So you mean to tell me if you were a hedyot, you wouldn't be chayev? Hedyot shechaka kav bebakas Shabbos l'Rab Meir. Hachanami deloma chayev. It's ridiculous. If you chiseled out and you made a kli on Shabbos, so you're going to be chayev. Even though you didn't do it the way a normal uman does it, but you did it the way a hedyot did it. So you're going to tell me because you didn't do it the way an uman did it, so he's pater, it doesn't make sense. But if you're chokek a kav, you're chayav. Because that's the since you're not a bucky, that's the way every non-bucky does it. So too by a zav. If everybody who carries this pocket does it in this way, you should be chayav. So the Gemara doesn't like this answer. So the Gemara has a different answer. El amar Rav Hamnuna lo kasha. What's the answer in the contradiction in Brises? Kan bezav bal shtei riyos, kan bezav bal sholosh riyos. The brisa that says your chayev is a zav that only saw two riyos, because he really needs to know if he's having a third riyah. He needs to know if he gets that liquid, because then he brings a carbon. But a zav that already has three riyos, so what does he care whether he gets a new riyah or not? It makes no difference. Therefore, he doesn't really need it, and therefore, it's not chayev on Shabbos for carrying. Says the Gemara, no, doesn't make sense. Maishna zav bal shtei riyos to chayev. Dimi boy le bedika, you need to check it. Zav bal shosh nami bar le spira. A Zav who has three rios, he needs to know if he sees on day number four, then he can't count that as day number one of his clean days. So he also needs to be able to count it. Says the Gemara, no, lo nitzcha lebo bayom. No, he saw Shabbos morning. He saw already the day number three Shabbos morning. So carrying that thing around the whole rest of the day doesn't make any difference for him because the whole rest of the day, even if he sees it, it's still only day number three. And by tomorrow, it's already Sunday, so it doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, no, but we still don't like that. This is going to launch us into a whole other discussion. Doesn't the Zav, even if it's on Shabbos, so you say he doesn't need it, but no, he does need it. He does need it. So how can you tell me he's putter? He needs it so that his clothing doesn't get dirty, even though he already saw this morning, day number three. He still needs the pocket to protect his clothing from the Ziva. So he should still be chai for carrying it on Shabbos. Because he needs it to protect his ziva, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zera, hi Tanahu. Domar kolat sule tinof lo kachashiv. Who's the author that says you're putter on Shabbos? It's the Tana that holds that just protecting your clothing, that's not enough of a significant thing on Shabbos. Kolat sule tinof, just to protect your clothing from being dirtied. Lo kachashiv. People don't care so much about not having their clothing being dirty. There's one Tana that holds like that. Maybe it wasn't the Tana from the five towns. I don't know. But people don't care about having their clothing be dirty. Tinov lo kachashiv. It's not so chashiv. Where do we see this? Where's this Tana? This none. It's from a Mishnah in Machshirin. What does it say in Machshirin? Hakofe ka'ara ala kosel. If a person puts an upside-down plate, let's say you have rain that's coming onto the wall of your house, so you want to protect the wall. So you put an upside-down kli on the kosel, im bishvil shetudach hakara, if you do it so that the plate should get cleaned, harei ze b'chiyutan. If that water would then go on fruit, that water would be machshir fruit l'kabal toma. It's considered significant water because you wanted the water to clean the plate, so if it then rebounds off the plate and goes onto fruit, it would be machshir l'kabal toma. V'im bishvil shelo yilka kosel, but if it's just to protect the kosel, that it shouldn't get dirty, ain't b'chiyutan. It's not considered to be significant water. You're just putting the kli so that the water shouldn't go on the kosel. You don't want the water. You didn't want the water in the first place. So if that water would then roll onto fruit, it would not be machshir the fruit l'kabal tuma. So too over here, if it's just to protect. If it's just that pocket is just to protect the ziva, so then it's not considered to be significant. You wouldn't be chayav on Shabbos for carrying that pocket on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Mi dami, how could you compare this? Hasam, by the case of the protection, lo kabaylu lahani mashkin klal. You don't want the water. You don't want the water at all. And therefore, when the water comes down on the thing, it's not significant. But hacha, by the case of carrying the pocket of the Zav, you want that pocket to save you from the dirt. There you didn't want the water at all, but here you want the pocket, you want the carrying. Kabaylu lahai kis l'kabule beziva. You need the pocket to save your garment from dirt. So the carrying of the kis is considered to be chashuv. So how can you say you're putter on Shabbos for carrying the kis? Halo dami el seifa. This case is more correct. It was more comparable to the end of that Mishnah Machshirin. Areva shenasana sheyere delef. If you have a bowl that you placed so that the water dripping into your house would drip into that bowl from the rain, mayamani tazin vanitzafin, water that rebounds out of that plate or that overflows from it, ainam b'chiyutan. That's not considered to be chashuv. V'shebesocha, but that implies that the water that is inside it, hareze b'chiyutan. So even though you're only doing it to protect your house from the dirt of the Megishamim, nevertheless, if you put it over right side up, so the water is going to come into it, into that thing, that shows that you're makshiv it. So too over here, you're makshiv the kiss, you should be chayiv. So we don't have you're carrying that kiss around for the Zav, so you should be chayiv. So we still don't have a source. Why in the world should you say it's pater? So the Gemara therefore backs out on this whole story with the Ziva. We go back to the two original Braises. Why does one Braise say that carrying that packet of the Zav is Chayev, and one Braise says Patus, and now we come to the world's famous topic of Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. This is a world famous topic on Shabbos. You dig a ditch in your backyard, but you don't want the ditch, you want the dirt. The isser of digging a ditch is to make a ditch. But here, you know what? If you just have a pile of dirt, so you'd be exempt. So what about you dig a ditch, but you don't want the ditch, you want the pile. Or, the Gemara later on in Hamatzniyah, the 10th parak, has a case. You're carrying a dead body out of your house, but you don't want the dead body in that location. You just want him out of your house. You don't want him there. You're not carrying him there because you want him there. You just want him out of your rishus. That's a malacha shein tzrich legufa. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi just says, malacha shein tzrich legufa means, I don't want this malacha. Tosfos says, you want it for a different purpose. They want it in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they took it. The reason you took stuff out is because you wanted it in that rishus. You take from rishus yachad to rishus rabim because you wanted it outside. By here, it's not that you want it there. It's just that you don't want it here. It's not that you want it there. You just want it out. So that's a famous machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds malacha shein tzrich legufa is chayev on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says malacha shein tzrich legufa is pater avalasa. So here you have the same story. What's the deal? You're carrying this packet. You're carrying this packet for the Ziva. You don't want the malacha. You don't want the Ziva at all. You never wanted the Ziva, but you're just carrying this underwear. You're carrying this packet to protect your garment from the Ziva. So the question is, malacha shein tzrich legufa chayev, or is malacha shein tzrich legufa pater avalaser? So you don't want the malacha. You don't want the result. You're just carrying this packet. But if it was up to you, you wouldn't be a Zav in the first place. You don't want the carrying. You don't want the whole thing. Okay, but at the end of the day, he's still carrying the packet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is Chayev. And Rabbi Shimon says, Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is Pater Avolaser. So that's the two Brises. The one Brisa that says, if you carry the thing outside your Chayev, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Brisa that says, it's Pater Avolaser, it's Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. You don't really want the malacha. You're just doing it to protect you from the ziva, but you don't really want to be carrying this thing at all. This malacha shein tzrich legufa is pater avalasa. Fine. Let's continue. Tana devir Rabbi Shmuel. Yotze adam betfilin be'erev Shabbos im chashecha. A person can leave his house with his tefillin on erev Shabbos before dark. We're not worried he's going to walk outside carrying his tefillin on Shabbos. My time. Since you always have to be aware of your tefillin, you have to touch your tefillin, you have to know they're on your head all the time, so you shouldn't be mesiach das and accidentally pass gas or something like that. Kavachomer mitzitz. It's a kavachomer from the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore. Matzitz she'ein bo ela azkara achas. The tzitz only has one name Hashem. It says Kodesh Lashem, one name of Hashem on it. Amar Torah v'hayal mitzcho tamid. You have to always know that it's on your head. You're not allowed to stop thinking for 1 second about the tzitz that's on your head. Tefillin sheyesh ba askaras harbe kavachomer. Tefillin that has a lot of the name of Hashem. Alachas kama v'kama. How much more do you have to worry about the tefillin? You have to know they're on your head every second. So since you have to know the tefillin are on your head every second, so it's okay to walk out of Shabbos. We're not worried you're going to forget and walk out of Shabbos because you're always going to remember that the tefillin. Hilchach, therefore, midka dachilu. You're going to remember they're on you. You're not going to walk outside with them on Shabbos. Tanya, Chanani, Omer Chayav Adon L'mashish, Big Dar of Shabbos, M'chashecha. Oh, we say this every Friday night. You have to check your pockets. Erev Shabbos, M'chashecha. Shema Yishkach V'yetze. We're afraid you're going to Omer Rav Yosef. Hilchach, Rabasi L'Shabbos. This has a very, very important rule to separate you from doing an Isser on Shabbos. It's a very important thing. Check your pockets before you walk outside on Shabbos so you shouldn't violate carry. Now, the Mishnah said you're not allowed to check your garments for lice on Shabbos. Lo yafles kelev. Iboilu. B'nei HaYeshiv asked a two-sided halachic informational question. That's what Rabbi Klapot says. Lo yafles kelev bayom shema yarog. Is this only even during the day because we're afraid you're going to kill them? If you kill a louse, that's the singular of lice, a louse. If you kill a louse on Shabbos, you're chayv chatas k'ilu hori gamal. It's like you killed a camel. Imam is not allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. V'lo yikra l'or aner shamayata. And you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to adjust it. You're going to try to make the fire burn brighter and you're going to violate Shabbos. So is lice because of killing, and is the reading by a candle because of adjusting the candle? Oy Dilma, or maybe no. Tarvayu, both of them, Shemayate. We're not worried about killing the louse. We're going to see in the second base. Hillel says, there is no issur of killing a louse on Shabbos at all. Wow. We'll see that in a moment. So they're both because you're not allowed to check your beged for lice, also because we're afraid you're going to do it by the light of a candle and you're going to make the fire try to burn brighter. So is the lice and the reading both because of a candle? Or is the lice because we're afraid you're going to kill the louse, and the reading by the candles because we're afraid you're going to adjust the candle? Tashma, come in here, proof. Ain polin v'ain korin la'ar on air. Ah, they're both because of the candle. Says the Gemara, well, why is that any better? No, maybe it means you can't do the lice because of the killing, and you can't do the ar on air for a different reason, for the candle. Tashma, come in here, another proof. Oh, now here you have it explicitly. Ain polin la'ar on air. You're not allowed to check your beged for lice by the light of a candle. V'ain korin la'ar on air. And you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle. Eilu min ha'alachos she'amu ba'aliyas Chanan ben Chizkiya ben Garon. Shema mina de tarvayu shema yate. Shema mina. The Gemara says, the reason you're not allowed to check your beged for lice is because we're afraid you're going to adjust the candle. And the reason why you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle on Shabbos is we're afraid you're going to adjust the candle. Even if you're in the dark of your closet, and you got to tell the difference between your garments and your wife's garments. You're not allowed to do that by the light of a candle because we're afraid you're going to adjust the candle. These are only the people who live in B'nai Mechuza, that they don't even work for a living. They're so rich, so they're begotten. They used to be big begotten like the women, and therefore it was very similar. But the people are the farmers who work for a living. So they would wear very skinny garments so that it shouldn't get in the way of their work. So their garments were very different than their wife's garments. So mei dayade, it's very easy to tell the difference in your garments and your wife's garments. So therefore, it's not a big deal. You could check it by the light of the candle. We're not worried that you're going to need to check it very carefully because the garments are so different. Even from b'nei mechuza, only the older people had the big garments. Only the older people. They were a little bit smaller, so it's a problem. Aval diyaladas, they were very, very wide. Meideyade, it was very different than the wives' garments, so people would know. Tan Rabbanan, ein polin b'rishus harabim mipnei hakavod. Even during a weekday, you're not allowed to check your garments from lice in public, because it's disgusting, even during a weekday. Kayotzi ba'amar Rabbi Yehuda, ba'amar Rabbi Nechemya, ein osin apiktoizin b'rishus harabim mipnei hakavod. You're not allowed to make this liquid that would cause you to vomit. They would have this certain liquid, let's say you swallowed poison, so then you would eat this aphectoizin and would cause you to vomit. So you're not allowed to make that liquid in Rishus Harabim because it's disrespectful. The Pnei HaKavod. Tana Rabbanan, a rabbi still in the Braisa. Hamafles Kalev, a person who is removing the lice from his garments on Shabbos, molel, so he could crush the lice a little bit, but don't kill him. Just neutralize him, but don't kill him. Molel, vizorik, and then chuck it. Uvad shalo yarog. But you're not allowed to kill the lice on Shabbos. Abishol omer, no tel vizorik uvad shalo yimlol. You're not even allowed to squeeze it. Because we're afraid you're going to kill it if you squeeze it. Amar Rav Huna halacha, molel, Vizorik. No, you are allowed to roll it between your fingers and chuck it. Vizel kvodo. It's good that you are weakening the louse, but not killing him. Vafilu b'chol. Even on a weekday, you should do it that way. Rabba mekatelu, who he, Rabba used to kill them. Rav Sheshes mekatelu. Rav Sheshes would kill the lice. Rabba shadlu l'kana demai, he would throw them in the water. Amalu Rav Nachman labante. Rav Nachman said to his daughters, Katolin, I want you to kill the lice on Shabbos, and make a loud noise like as if you killed my enemies. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Omer ain horganus amachos b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to kill the lice on Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to kill the lice on Shabbos. What's going on over here? How are you allowed to kill the lice? It's a living, breathing organism. How are you allowed to kill on Shabbos? Why isn't that shechita, netilas neshama? So the Mefarshim say over here, that what's the svar of Beis Hillel that you're allowed to kill Beis Shammai? We understand you're not allowed to kill Beis Hillel. Says no, only something that's there's a taisvus. There's a taisvus. It's the top taisvus. No, where's this taisvus? Right, Tosis says, Tama Heter, it's a later on, Daf Kuv Zayin. We learned it out from the Melechus Shabbos in the Mishkan, that in the Mishkan they only killed animals that could multiply, could reproduce. But the lice doesn't reproduce. Kina Eina Parava, rather, Sharetis Mi Bisar Adam. It's Rashi. I'm sorry, it's Rashi over here, guys. Look at the bottom Rashi, four lines on the bottom of the page. Look at the Rashi, four lines on the bottom. Matirin. Can the first time Berkshire want to Sharatzim? Me'elim Ma'adamim the Mishkan. What did they kill in the Mishkan? They would kill the rams for the skins, for the Mishkan. Ma'elim Parim V'Rabim, just like rams do Pruervu, they reproduce. Af Kol Shepar V'Rabba. V'kina Eina Parim V'Rabba, Elim Mi'bisar Adam Hi Sharetis. A lice don't reproduce. Rather, they just come from man's skin. They just come from man's skin. But they don't reproduce. They don't get together and reproduce. In other words, there's something about man's skin that produces them, but they don't reproduce. And therefore, Reis Hillel holds, there's no Issur D'oraisa of killing a louse on Shabbos. I don't know if we pass in this way. I don't think we pass in this way. Bugs and ants, if you kill a bug on Shabbos, maybe it's not an Issur D'oraisa, it's their Rabbanon. I don't know, but Reis Hillel seems to say you're allowed to kill a bug on Shabbos. Fine. Let's continue. V'chein ha'ir Reb Shimon Elazar Omer Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Ein mishadchen es hatinokos le'ares. You're not allowed to make shiduchim on Shabbos. V'lo es hatinok l'amdo sefer. You're not allowed to hire a mechanic to teach your kid on Shabbos. V'lo l'lamdo umnus. You can't hire somebody to teach your kid a trade on Shabbos. V'ein menachem m'aveil. You're not allowed to do nichem aveil on Shabbos because it's going to get you depressed. You're not allowed to be depressed on Shabbos. Vein mevakin chol on Shabbos. Now the mevakin chol on Shabbos is going to get you depressed. Divrei Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel says all this is mutter. That's why we have the song. Chafotzecha asurim. V'gam lachshav chahirhu mutarim. U'lishadech abanos is mutter. V'tinuk lamdo sefer is mutter. Lagos mirme shefer, that's mutter. We pass like Beis Hillel. You're allowed to do all these things on Shabbos. By the way, why is a shidduch called a shidduch? Then shoftim is part of Tishko Da'aretz. It says v'shidduches ara, sheket amenucha. When a woman finally finds her husband, it's sheket and menucha. That's why a shidduch is called shidduch. Means sheket, means quiet. Once the girl finally finds her shidduch, umetzan amenucha isha beis isha pasuk in Rus umetzan menucha. Who knew the word shidduch comes from the word sheket? So says the Ran. So says the Ran over here. Shidduch comes from the word sheket. When you finally find that shidduch, there's calm and peace and quiet. Calm. But till you get the shidduch, there's no calm. There's no peace. The Targum on the word shidduch in Shoftim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Targum says shakta, sheket. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hanichnas levaker es achola. Someone who goes on Shabbos to visit the sick like Beis Hillel. Omer Shabbos he milizok urufua krova lovo. You ever wonder why the Gabbai, when he's making the Mishaberechs on Shabbos, he says, Shabbos he milizok urufua krova lovo. What in the world does that mean? It means I'm not allowed to daven for you on Shabbos because that would get me depressed. But the refuah is going to come anyway on Shabbos. Why? So the Mefarshim says something amazing. The Sefer Ian Yaakov explains. Hashomer Shabbos kil chaso gets mechil on all his avonos. That's a Gemara later on, Kuf Yud Chesem and Beis. And when you get Hasalech l'chalavonaichi, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Arofe l'chal tachluaichi. When you get Mechilas Avonos, you get refuah. So it comes out a guy who's Shomer Shabbos kilchaso, by not visiting the chole and not davening for him, so you're not going to get depressed. You're going to observe Shabbos correctly. You're going to get Mechilas Avonos. By getting Mechilas Avonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you refuah shalema from all of your things. That's what it means. Shabbos himi lizuk. By observing Shabbos and not davening for you, there won't be by not crying out from you, refuah krova lavo, I'm observing Shabbos, then you're going to get a good refuah. Unbelievable. So how are you allowed to make mishaberachs, right? Isn't it mishaberach? Doesn't it mean who yivarch ve'rape is achola. How do you do that on Shabbos? Rameir Omer, yichola hi shetarachem. No, you should say to the chola, yichola hi shetarachem. Shabbos should be merciful on you. If you observe the Shabbos correctly, so Shabbos will cause you a refuah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, when you visit a chol on Shabbos, you should say, Hamakom Yerachim Alecha of Al Chole Yisrael. The Soch Shah Chole Yisrael. There's a whole discussion in Tosis, top Tosis over here discusses, how could you daven for a chola ever to get better? According to Rabbi Yehuda, here we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir. In the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda says, your Gzar Din was already sealed on Yom Kippur. So how are you allowed to daven? Only Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to daven all year long. So Tosa says, unbelievable. The Gemara is talking about only Shabbos Shuvah. Only on Shabbos Shuvah you'll daven. Before Yom Kippur, you can still daven. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Hamokim Yerachim Alel, Besoch Chola Yisrael. You can see this Tosa. Tosa also says, others say that, no, the illness is decreed on Rosh Hashanah. This illness, the coronavirus was decreed Rosh Hashanah. Imagine? It was already decreed Rosh Hashanah. The illness. But when we're going to get better, that wasn't decreed Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah. So that's why you're allowed to daven all year long. Because you can daven for the refuah, even though the machla was already nigzer Yom Kippur, but when it's going to end, that wasn't nigzer. So that's why you're allowed to daven all day long. That's what Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah. Shavna ish Yerushalayim. So Shavna was a great man in Yerushalayim. B'knisasa, when he would go in to visit a chol on Shabbos, Omer, Shalom. U'b'tziyasa, Omer, Shabbos Yimelizu Grifu Krovalavo. V'racham of Merubin. V'shivtu B'shalom. You should have a peaceful Shabbos. K'man az l'hadam r'avichinian. Mi she'esh l'chol b'soch beso. Tzorach she'arvenu b'soch chol Yisrael. When you daven for a chol, it should be b'soch shah chol Yisrael. K'man k'rabbi Yossi. Amen l'chinina. V'kosh yitu l'nachem avim l'vak chol b'shabbos. The rabbis weren't so excited about allowing people to be menachem avil and to be mevaka chola on Shabbos, because it's going to cause you pain on Shabbos. Now I'll be in pain on Shabbos. Amar Rav Chana, ki habe azil basrei de Rabbi Lezer lishayle b'tficha. When I used to go follow Rabbi Lezer to be mevaka chola during the week, zimnin amar amokim yifkad chol l'shalom, v'zimnin amar rachmana yad kirnach l'shalom. Hashem should remember you for peace. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Yavad Hachi, how can he do it in Aramaic? V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, La'olam al Yishal Adam Tzoracha B'loshon Arami. A person shouldn't ask Davin in Aramaic. V'amar Yehuda, Kol Hashol Tzoracha B'loshon Arami. Ein Malach Yashar Zizkola. The Malachim don't help him. She'ein Malach Yashar Zizkola B'loshon Arami. Because the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. So how can you Davin in Aramaic? And to the Gemara, Shani Chola D'Shechina Imo. Chola is different. The person who's sick, the Shechina is with him. D'amar Rav Anan, Amar Rabbi Nain, She'Shechina Soed Es Achola. How do we know that the Shechina helps out the sick people? Shenamar, Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Tavoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him on his sickbed. When you visit a chola, you should not sit on the bed and don't sit on a chair. Elamis Atev, you should wrap yourself in a talis because of the Shechina of Yoshev Lefanov and sit in front of him in Eim of Yira, because if there's a chola, the Shechina is there. So all these people are sick. What a coincidence. We're talking about all these people are sick. The Shechina is with them. Shneimar, Hashem Yisadenu, Hashem will help him al Eres Devoy, on his sickbed. Right? We learned that from Yaakov, right? Hinei Avicha Choleh, Vayishchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev Alamita, right? When Hinei Avicha Choleh, Yosef went to visit him, he sat up, because Mikan Sheshechina Shoro L'mala Merosh HaChola. Okay. V'lo Yikra L'or Aner. You're not allowed to read in a book by the light of a candle on Shabbos. Amar Rabba. Afilu gavosh shtei komos, even if the candle is two stories above you, vafilu shtei mardeos, even two yokes, vafilu asara batim zul gavzu, even if it's ten houses above you, still, because low plug, even though you're not going to come to go adjust the candle, it's 20 feet above you, you're not going to get up there, you're not going to climb up there. Doesn't matter. You're still not allowed to read by the light of a candle because we have a rule in halacha called lo plug. We don't make distinctions. Chadu de lo likre. Now, it says lo yikre. It sounds like when you're an individual. Hatre shabidam. Maybe two people could read together. Vatanya lo echad velo shnaim. Amalaz lo kasha. Kan bit nyin echad. If they're reading the same thing, so one will help make sure the other one doesn't do it. Kan b'shnei yonim. But they're reading two separate books. So I'm not reading what you're reading. You're not reading what I'm reading. So it's not going to help me that you're reading also by the candle. You're not going to stop me. Amar Avunu v'medura, if it's a big bonfire, I feel asar b'nei adam asar. Even 10 people are not allowed to read together. Amar Rava, im adam chashavu mutar. If you're an adam chashav, you're allowed to use the light of a candle because you don't usually adjust the candle. Ask the Gemara, meisei lo yikalor aner, shemayata. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Elisha, ani ekra v'lo ata. Rabbi Shmuel thinks, don't worry, I'm a chashav person, I'm going to read, I'm not going to come to adjust it. Pamachas kara, one time he read by the candle, Ubikish lahatos, he wanted to adjust the candle. I thought I could do it without doing it. The Chachamim knew. They knew that even the Adam Gadol, he has to be careful. Rabnasan Omer, Kara Vihita. No, the mice was he actually violated Shabbos. Unbelievable. Ukvikasav al Pinkaso. And then when he realized he violated Isser, he wrote down on his pad, after Shabbos he wrote it down, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha Karisi Vitesin Erev B'Shabbos. Look, Sheiv the Beis Hamikdash Avi Chatas Shemena. I'm going to bring a big fat carpet Chatas, because I violated Shabbos. So you see, even an Adam Gadol. So how can you tell me the Adam Gadol doesn't have to worry? I'm Rabbi Abba, Shani Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Holu Meisim Atzma Adivri Torah Kehedyot. See, he wasn't Choshish on his cover when he would do something for Limud HaTorah, he would make himself not like an Adam Chashuv. So that's why he stumbled in this. So therefore, he was so interested in the learning, he was so excited about learning, he got carried away with his learning, that's why he adjusted the candle, because he so cared about his learning. Says the Gemara, a little bit more. Tani Chad, that we learned in one brisa, Shamish, Bodek, Koso, Sakaris, L'Araner. The waiter is allowed to check the cups and the plates by the light of a candle to see whether they're dirty or not. Tani Idach, Lo Yivdok, you shouldn't do it, like Hashem. Kan B'Shamish Kavua, a permanent waiter, he's nervous he's going to get fired. V'kam b'sham sheinu kavua, he's just volunteering for the day, he's not nervous, so we're not worried that he's going to adjust the candle. V'ibayisei mahav v'ha b'sham kavua, both a permanent waiter, v'lo kasha. Ha b'demishcha, one is with a candle of oil, so the owner is going to worry about the oil, so he's going to be careful. V'ha, where they permitted it, b'denafta, it's got a bad smell. Since it's got a bad smell, so he's not going to come to adjust it. He doesn't care. Ibailu, Shamish ain't a kavua but the Mishcha Ma. What about if he's not a permanent waiter, but it's oil? What's the din? Amarav, halacha v'ein morin kain. The halacha is that it's mutter for him to check by the light of a candle, but we don't tell people that barabim because we don't want people to be mezalzal in the Yisuri Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rav Amar, halacha morin kain. No, you could tell people. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Ikla Lebei Rav Asi went to Rav Asi's house. Kam Shamei, the waiter got up, and he was a not permanent waiter. Kabadik Lenahora Deshraga, he was checking the cleanliness of the pots by the light of the candle. Amrle Devisu, so Rav Asi's wife said to Rav Asi, Umar lo Avid Hachi, what do you mean? You hold it's Asi to do this. So how could he do it? Amrle Shavke, let him do it. Kirabe Svirale. He holds like his Rebbe. His Rebbe holds that if you're a Shamish Einu Kavua, you're allowed to check Lor and Air. Even though I hold you not, don't bother him. Okay, Rabbeisai, we're going to stop here. I apologize about the lack of, it's a webinar format. I apologize. None of you can talk. I got to figure out how to fix the setting. I apologize. Believe me, by tomorrow I will have the setting fixed. All my tech guys will help me work on this. And if you know how to turn it off, this setting would be great. But thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I apologize again. Same bat time, same bat channel tomorrow.